fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 28th day of April, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm proud to say, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Purpose of the day, real simple, buy ammunition. Ammunition prices are down. The availability is getting back to normal. This would be a great time to stock up on what you need. Get what you need and buy some extra 22 long rifle for barter. It would be at some point in the future. 22 long rifle ammunition might become another form of currency, quite frankly. So stock up on that. All right, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. We'll be talking about the events today and how having a couple of Ready Pure countertop gravity feed water filters could really help you. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Fantastic. Kirk, I just became aware of another doctor, Dr. Tau, T-A-U, Braun, B-A-U-N, Dr. Tau Braun. He's a psychologist, and he's been aware of the snake venom peptide proteins. I'm getting this wrong. Snake venom peptides being in the public water supply for some period of time. Even before Dr. Artis became aware of it, he just didn't have the public recognition that Dr. Artis has had. So Dr. Artis interviewed Dr. Braun, and I've been reviewing that interview this morning. Dr. Braun has an interesting bio, to say the least. I'm going to go back here to it so we can talk about this more intelligently. But he's been involved in some very high-level consultations with U.S. government, counterterrorism. Let's see, U.S. National Counterterrorism and EMS advisor and trainer. Bioterrorism Division, Biochem Engineering, Executive Director of the Violence Prevention Agency, clinical psychologist. So he did his research when he found the snake venom peptides in the water in the COVID-19. He submitted his research to the FBI, and he basically got a response something like "Thank you very much," and that was it.
He's preaching to the choir there, huh?
That was it.
We're preaching to the preacher.
Well, his the men and women he worked with in his career field advised him before he went to the FBI that he should look into getting into the witness protection program. That's how concerned they were for Dr. Braun's safety and security. So it's very strong corroborative evidence on the part of Dr. Braun to reinforce what Dr. Artis has been finding and publicizing, which, of course, goes right in. And I'm not sure that we talked about this, but nearby me, did we talk about St. Francis County last week?
I don't remember. I don't remember I that specifically. Would. I mean, you'll have to refresh me.
St. Francis County, Missouri is a county directly east of me. It connects with Crawford County. St. Francis County, Missouri had the second highest percentage rate of COVID infection in the United States.
Wow.
Well, here's where it gets better. The public water supply for St. Francis County comes from an underground lake that used to be a mine called Bon Terre Mine that's open to the public for both tours and scuba diving, making that water reservoir easily accessible by anybody who pays the entrance fee, which is $5 or $10, whatever it is, some minimal amount to be a tourist and get the tour, the water supply for St. Francis County.
Sure. I mean, even before all of these latest developments, I mean, they've been for decades putting stuff into the water supply for various reasons that have very negative impact on the body, which is why we, you know, have been pushing the, you know, at-home filtration for so long. And, you know, beyond that, the thing that most people don't realize is that when you take a stagnant water out of a reservoir, any reservoir, and you send that through a piping system, a modern pipe, you know, take the metal out of the equation, you send it through a piping system where it's taking all these straight runs. You know, water can't stand straight runs. When it, you know, it doesn't cleanse itself and re-energize itself unless it's put into continuing turns and turbulence, which is why the rivers, you know, bend and move the way they do. And, you know, our goal at Water Revolution was to create a drinking water that really mimicked the best organic energized water, you know, out there. And that's what we do with all of our equipment. That's what sets us apart from everybody else. And until you actually drink this water over some time and distance, you know, it all sounds like a story, you know, another wellness story that you're going to read about. But there's a lot of validity to it, you know, which is justified by the fact that we've got thousands of clients that you know, pay extra to get energized water. But that's no secret. I mean, if you go to buy alkaline antioxidant water at the health food store, you're going to pay upwards of $3 and $4 a gallon. Certainly in California, you can go up to $5 a gallon, and you can actually make this water yourself from home, not only for your own health, but you can share it then with family and neighbors, which a lot of our folks do and a lot of our practitioners do. But, you know, this latest focus on the water, you know, with Artis and Tao is very, very interesting. And, you know, we've thought for a long time, we've talked about it on the show for over a year, how, you know, if I was an evil person, you know, if I was, what was it, Rocky and Bullwinkle? What was the evil person called there? I can't remember.
I don't recall. No.
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. If we were Dr. Evil, we would say, you know, the best way to infect a population is through the water supply because they take it in without thinking about it. And it's so simple to do. You just have to get one infiltration, you know, into a water source and away you go. And it's good news that this is being brought, you know, to light now. And I'll have to do some more research on Tao. I see in Google a number of things are coming up, including something to do with the FDI and something to do with the shooting at Great Mills High School. It's obviously an interesting character, and I'll have to look at it further for sure.
Okay, well, getting back to the water situation, public water supplies come from several different places. They can be drawn from a river, like well, many cities draw their water from a river. They can draw it from a lake or a reservoir, or they can draw it from a well. Now, let's say you want to contaminate the water supply for St. Louis, Missouri. They draw their water from the Mississippi River. The Missouri and Mississippi is one of the largest rivers on the planet. So being able to contaminate that massive amount of water would not be easy because the volume is so huge. Now, once it's drawn into the filter, the filtration system, it's a closed area where with security and so forth, making it more difficult to gain access to it. Cities that draw water from a well, now that's a completely controlled closed system where there's the water is drawn up out of the ground and nobody would have access to it that didn't have proper authority. Which brings back to the St. Francis County, Missouri. They draw their water from an underground lake that where the public has access to it as tourists and as scuba divers, making it a not as huge a volume of water, such as Mississippi River would be. It's a much tremendously smaller volume of water, plus the bonus of having easy access to that water supply. I think it may be interesting to look at the top 10 communities that had the top 10 percentage rate of COVID-19 to see to look at their water supplies and where they draw their water from. Just as a matter of curiosity, I think that may be worthwhile. What do you think, Kirk?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a very intelligent, you know, well thought out thing. I'm just taking some notes here. Maybe
okay.
I can look at that this week and comment, you know, more effectively now, next week.
Of the different filters that you offer for sale, which ones have and which ones do not have the energized water?
Well, they pretty much all do. I mean, the basis of Water Revolution was creating a vibrant, you know, organically energized water through several different methodologies. One is our antioxidant media, which not only puts a negative electrical charge into the water, but does create that microclustering effect. And then we've got a number of pieces of equipment that have further, you know, structuring water components added to them. And because we build all of these products ourselves, we can create custom solutions for people and for businesses as well. We sold 3 commercial systems in the last couple of weeks, and a number of whole house systems. And I actually installed 3 whole house systems in the last 2 weeks. I've been a busy beaver.
Right.
So really all of our equipment can incorporate it, including the ReadyPure. I mean, we've got a post antioxidant filter, which we're still waiting for the filter bodies. I may have to search out another manufacturer. They keep promising me it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And, you know, it's like the old adage. And it just hasn't shown up yet, but we're still hopeful. I mean, they're a great manufacturer. I've worked with them for 10 years, but, you know, they don't have control over some of the things that they're receiving, and in there lies the problem. But other than that, I mean, virtually all of our equipment incorporates in one form or another our energization process.
All right. Well, there's a bonus. Now, at my website at thelibertyman.com, you can scroll down to the Water Revolution panel. There's a $100 discount on each piece of equipment. So if you get 2 of the gravity feed water filters, the ReadyPure, you get a $200 discount, don't you?
You do. And that's on each unit that's ordered. And we've got a lot of folks that have ordered more than one, both for a family larger than 3 people and also to have extra on hand for bartering purposes. We all agree and think that this is an excellent item to have to either be able to share with friends and family or use, you know, as a barter item, you know, should there be a grid down situation, or even if you want to go out and go camping. I mean, we've got a lot of people that, you know, use these ReadyPure units when they go camping, when they go to a summer getaway, you know, an Airbnb, a place where they know they're not going to have access to the filtered water they enjoy at home. They can take this unit with them and it becomes a great, you know, portable solution.
Another bonus people should look at, if times get really hard and really desperate, a nice brand new ReadyPure gravity feed water filter in an unopened box would be an extremely high-value barter item, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And I want to assure everybody, I mean, the packaging that these units go into that we create here, very, very stout. I mean, I think it's an outer double-wall corrugated box. There's another inner, you know, container. And it's stout enough to be able to store and kind of throw around, you know, without any damage, which is nice.
It is very nice. It's very nice. If you have a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, the Ukraine war has been kind of pushed out of the headlines, hasn't it, sir?
Well, it's still going on, you know, obviously.
Obviously.
It's tough to know, you know, what to believe and what not to believe about what you see on the news. You know, I continue to get shocked every day by what I see in the mainstream media and the new revelations that come out through the alternative media. And it's definitely an interesting ride. I mean, no question about it. I think that, you know, one thing we can be certain of is that, you know, as we're sitting here, you know, getting ready for summer, all the powers that be are rapidly moving toward, you know, this great reset, this culling, this cleansing, this changing of the philosophy and attitude that's out there to bring it more in line, you know, with their evil directive. And I think we see that everywhere that we look. You know, I was shocked yesterday. I read an article about two new Netflix programs that are coming out. And, you know, their stock, for those that don't know, have moved from, I think it was over 700. Now it's down below 2, perhaps 160, something like that. I mean, huge drop. And they've just gone way out of their way to just totally embrace this wokeism and incorporated into much of their, you know, much of their scheduling, as has Disney as well. And it really is a shame. I think we have to work hard to keep our children and our young, you know, minds away from these things because they're not able to process it effectively. And it's just, I mean, the trash is just unbelievable. I mean, the level of the evil is just shocking, you know, even to somebody that has seen it over and over of the, you know, last decade, the progression downward. I mean, they've reached new lows, no question about it. I find that incredible that we allow. And at the same time, we've got the governments now, you know, pushing hard for the new classification on the internet where everybody has to have a digital ID. And this, of course, is all for our safety. And, you know, we see this in connection with this thing that's going on, you know, with the purchase of Twitter, you know, by Elon Musk. And, you know, it's tough to see how all this fits together unless you understand the level of the evil and where it comes from. And once you do, all the pieces snap into place. And it's a scary time, you know. And we love the internet because of the easy access to info, and we're able to share our thoughts and feel more connected with people that are like-minded. But I wonder if that's even going to be available, you know, in the year to come because of these new guidelines. Have you seen this new registration thing that they've adopted evidently in Europe and, you know, are gonna Obama's already speaking about it, you know, being used here in the U.S.?
Registration of what? For what purpose?
What happens is they're going to demand that every person have a digital ID that they use every time they access the internet. And, you know, they're saying that this is so that they can take action against people that you know, they have a guideline that they put out. You know, you can't have the hate speech, you can't talk about. And really what it is anybody that vies from that mainstream propaganda is going to be either fined, shut down, even jailed, or perhaps sued, like what we see with some of the, you know, alternative media hosts that are out there right now. Pretty scary.
Well, it is. And what that will lead to is another profit center for people who will get the proper ID and sell access to people who don't want it.
Ah, like a black market.
A black market.
A digital black market. That's interesting.
That would take, once that becomes real, that would take minutes to become reality. Minutes to defeat that.
Very interesting.
Well, that's what would happen. That's just human nature being human nature, is all that is. So here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. Constitution is remarkable in many ways. In about 4,500 words on four pages of parchment, 55 men outlined a new form of government, the three branches, the powers of each, the people who will hold office, how they become office holders, and so much more. 22 of those men, or 40%, were lawyers. They chose not to obfuscate the document with legalese and pages of clauses and conditions. They chose to write a document in language simple enough that we, the people, can read it and understand it. That was probably the last time a lawyer ever wrote anything so simple. It was definitely the last time our federal government wrote anything with the understanding of we, the people, in mind. Everything that comes out of Washington, D.C. today is so convoluted that even the original intent is lost. Until tomorrow, civis pacem, parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the ReadyPure, a very high-quality countertop gravity-feed water filter that is exactly what you need in normal times for healthy, clean water, and in hard times, a matter of life and death. We recommend one for every two adults, one for every three children, and stock up on an extra one just to have for a high-quality barter item. And we are visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution. If you got a question or comment, we got open lines at 512-248-8252.
You know, there's two things that really set the ReadyPure unit apart from other units that are out there. The first is the construction of the gravity-fed cartridge. You know, it has a very, very finely made outer ceramic polished finish, which means that it can really factor down any kind of contaminant to almost the 99th degree. I mean, it's the only filter that I've seen that almost parallels the kind of filtration that you get with reverse osmosis. And then that ceramic cartridge is infilled with a very special media combination that really helps to reduce and remove a lot of the chemical constituents that are out there. So whether you live on a farm like we do and you've got the well water, you're trying to get the, you know, the glyphosate and the atrazine and the other things out of there, you're able to do that with this unit. Or if you live in the city, and you've got, you know, other chemical infiltration, pharma runoff, other things that you see, the chlorine, the chloramines, it'll really help reduce and remove a lot of that too. So it's a multi-purpose filter that you can clean yourself And by doing that, you can make it last a lot longer. And we've talked already about how you can use things like big giant coffee filters and other filters to pre-filter any kind of groundwater, either from a pond or a lake or, you know, even from your swimming pool. And you can actually convert that water then into clean drinking water. It's just a great device. And don't forget, it's got that solid billet stainless steel spout, which is something that you'd find, you know, on a yacht. I mean, it's very, very strong.
That's right.
It's going to outlast all of us.
That's right. That's right. We got a caller here, Kirk. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Charlie.
I had to take it off the speakerphone there for a second. Yeah, Kurt, I wanted to let you know that I'll probably be looking into buying one of those things. It'll be a while yet, though. I've got tons of other projects and tons of other things I'm doing down here in Florida that are taking up my money. But, yeah, I want to get one of those that have that reverse osmosis on it that you were just talking about.
Yeah, we've got a $150 discount on that unit right now that we're offering exclusively to all of John's radio listeners. And that's going to go on, I believe, until Memorial Day. So you've got, is it 6 weeks or 4 weeks, you know, to act on that? And you can save $150. Yeah, it's great. And we've got several people that are also like you, you know, getting ready to buy, because you can't find another unit with those features out there in the market. And
I haven't seen one like that, yeah, that you were talking about it the other day, and I was been looking around at different ones. I haven't seen one that was kind of like what you were talking about. So that's interesting. Now, just out of curiosity, do you have to come and put that in and install it, or do I?
No, they're actually pretty easy to install. Anybody that has any mechanical aptitude, and even some that don't, have been able to successfully put it in. It comes with a color-coded tubing. It's got all the hookups, all the adapters, everything you need for the common installation, which is 99% of the people out there. In fact, you can even hook it up successfully, you know, in a mobile home or a manufactured home. I just did that the other day. In that case, we've got some additional things that we send, but they're all included. And you'll have the fresh antioxidant, you know, micro-clustered, first purified drinking water, which is an incredible, you know, wellness tool, you know, and that's why all of our doctors, you know, have these units in their house. They have typically a commercial unit that we build like that for them in their office, so they can actually, you know, share the water with patients. It's becoming more and more popular. We're excited about what it's doing in the market.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I live in a manufactured home, but it's in a community. I live in a 55 and above community down here in Florida, and they're all remanufactured homes that are kind of like made into homes, you know.
Sure.
I live in a double wide. It's pretty solid. It's a pretty big house, but I would have to order those extra parts that you were talking about. Probably.
Yeah, I tell you, the higher end manufactured homes are amazing. I worked in one this last week, and it was absolutely huge. It was extremely well built, very stout. I had a great opportunity to visit the complete undercarriage because it's a whole house system with a well, and I had to pull, you know, off the well line. And it amazed me, you know, how well made it was.
Yeah, the newer ones probably are, I don't know, getting better, but I know that the older ones we've had a lot of problems with the floors. They after time, once they get wet, you know, from water leak or something like that, they start to fall apart pretty quick.
Oh, sure. But this one had a 2-inch subfloor.
Yeah, really?
Wow. I know, because it took me 10 minutes to drill through it with my big right ankle drill.
Jesus. Oh, okay. Man. I do have a comment if I could hold over.
Hold on after break here, Charlie. We'll get your last comment. Okay. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there on the forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm doing more private consultations than ever. I have two scheduled tomorrow and more on the way, another one scheduled next week. The purpose of a private consultation is to help people receive the information, gain the clarity, get the laser focus they need to make major decisions. That's what private consultations are all about. Details at my website. The time to get ready for next winter, the winter of 2022-2023, is right now with a Liberator rocket heater, the only wood-burning appliance we're aware of that burns both wood pellets and regular firewood. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture these stoves with all American parts, with American labor, in my county, Crawford County, Missouri. Check out the details, get your order placed at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the Ready Pure. And we had Charlie held over from the last segment, last half hour, with your next comment. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on what Kurt was saying earlier, he was talking about the difference between the alternative media and the regular media and all the stuff that they're doing over there in Europe to stop freedom of speech. I just wanted to point out that Canada has recently introduced a bill where they're going to govern their internet and they're going to guard against, you know, the reason is to guard against misinformation that's being spread on the internet. And so they're jumping in there, and the department, here's something I think is more closer to home. The Department of Homeland Security is setting up a new, what they call, disinformation governance board to coordinate counter misinformation related to Homeland Security. I'm reading this off the page. Focused specifically on irregular migration and Russia. Nina Jankowicz, who is the head, will head the board up as the executive director. She previously was a disinformation fellow at the Wilson Center, advising the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry and the Fulbright Public Policy Fellowship, and oversaw Russia and Belarus programs at national security. In other words,
right,
it's a complete disinfo service, and they're going to regulate our freedom of speech here in this country as well. So, you know, there's such a disparity between what you hear on the mainstream of what's going on in Ukraine and what's the alternative press is putting out there, that I guess they want to have to stop it, because the alternative press is pretty much saying that, you know, the Russians are winning over there, and that they're, I don't know how they're going to stop it once Russia, if Russia ever does, you know, completely take the country over. I don't know how they're going to push the narrative that we're winning or we won over there. You know, it's, I don't get it. But the point is that they're getting ready to slap down on freedom of speech in this country and others in Canada and over there. You know, they're really pushing this hard, you know, and I think it's a lot of it's evolving around the fact that, you know, they're lying to us, you know, they're lying to us. I mean, the big, the Biden administration, all those people, of course, are lying, but they're lying to us, the media and everybody else. That's what's going on.
Absolutely.
Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay, Charles.
Thank you, Kurt. Yeah,
we appreciate the call. Call number is 512-248-8252. A friend of mine, a very dear friend, he escaped what used to be Czechoslovakia. There is no more Czechoslovakia. In the mid-1980s, he said, John, the internet will destroy the New World Order, or the New World Order will destroy the internet. There's not going to be any in between.
Yes, sir.
I'm trained to do research in the classical method of going to a library and doing research by going through the various materials that are there to research magazine articles, newspaper articles, and books. And I know the ways, the classic ways to do that. And I haven't had to do it in quite a while because of the magic of the internet allows me to do basically the same thing any place I've got a high-speed internet connection. So we may have to go back to that, where serious research involves physically going to a library, learning how to go through the reference manuals to locate newspaper articles, magazine articles, and books. In the old-fashioned method, which had been used far more than a century before the internet came about, which, of course, I can do that, but there's hardly anybody underage, 60 years old, that knows how to do that anymore.
They spent millions and millions of dollars redoing the public library here in our small North Carolina village. And I've never seen anybody in the building. I drive by every day on the way to the post office, and it's completely empty, you know, and it's just bizarre.
Well, all libraries used to have a card catalog, and they've been the card catalog allowed you to find the books that you wanted to find by three different by title of the book, by the name of the author, or by subject matter.
That's right.
And those have been eliminated from many libraries. I know my local library in Steelville, Missouri, they eliminated the card catalog because people stopped using it.
Do they have an internet connection there where people can search online to see what's in stock?
Do. Yeah, of course they do. And that's a shame. The moment the lights go out and the internet's gone, then all that wealth of information, to rebuild that would be a logistical nightmare for a large library. I've only been to the Library of Congress once, and I've been to similar large libraries, such as Washington University, for example, and I spent I don't know how many countless hundreds of hours at the St. Louis University Law Library.
Right. Yeah, I think we might have lost the John connection, did we, Julie? Or did I lose the connection? Yeah, it's okay, Julie. I'm back. Yeah, I'm sure he'll reconnect. For some reason, I lost my chat box. It sounded like we had a chat caller waiting, do we? Oh, well, why don't we bring him on? Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, I guess. All right. Listen, how backed up are you on the water filters for the little countertop? I'm just wondering.
We're not
like,
backed up at all. Yeah, we've got full stock on everything except for, you know, one out of 200 items. Yeah, we're fully stocked.
Well, can I ask you to maybe check on an order that I placed a while back? I'm not saying maybe it's
sure.
Your fault,
are you talking about the gravity fed post cartridge?
Yes, sir. Well,
that's the one item that we've yet to receive. We're expecting it as soon as possible. I mean, the manufacturer is waiting on a specific part they need to complete the manufacturing. So I'm sure we'll see it sometime here before the end of May.
Okay.
That's the one thing we're out of stock on.
I'm back.
Okay.
So
hopefully that helps, Mark. And Mark, let me give you the direct phone number for the company. You can certainly give us a call.
No. I got it. What are you talking about, for your company or the other one?
For our company.
No. I got it. But the other thing is the other caller wanted me to kind of trigger me to call in about the narrative of like the mainstream media versus the information that we're hearing or whatever.
Right.
And so. First of all, last night I had, and it was probably listening to Alex Jones or something like that or whatever, even though I don't trust everything he says. Last night I had a pretty disturbing nuclear apocalyptic dream. It almost felt like I was actually in a video game. It was almost like we kind of expected this from a video game or whatever. But it was so disturbing it woke me up. But the other thing is, I forget what media outlet I heard it from. It was alternative, it seems like. But it seems like some government official about a week and a half ago pretty much said, we don't really plan on winning this war straight out. It was almost like they wanted another Vietnam to drag it out for 10 years. And to me, that sounded like we were always at war with Eurasia. We were never at war with Eurasia. We were always at war with Oceania. We were never at war with Oceania. And so I think that they might push the button and launch nukes at some point, but I think they're really going to drag it out for 10 years to destroy the economies around the world, to keep us so entrenched in the warfare mindset that we are perpetually working just enough to barely feed ourselves as we're starving and doing what the government wants, as rolling blackouts probably occur with the internet, because they can't have everybody talking. Like John said, the internet will destroy them, or they will destroy the internet. So I think it's going to be rolling blackouts along with that. But I think they're going to drag this out for 10 years, this war in Ukraine, probably just, and I wouldn't be surprised if they institute the draft as well. So it was very interesting. It seemed like that. And then like with the Ministry of Truth and like how they're going to use the fact checkers to push the narrative that everything is a lie and all that. And it just, I just want people to understand, like, don't be surprised. This is a drawn out thing for 10 or more years. And that's about all I got.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Mark. We appreciate it. Call
right,
number 512-248-2582. I had a momentary power outage there, just a second, but that's all it took to knock me off the internet. So
a rolling blackout.
Well, it didn't. It was, yeah.
A sweeping blackout.
It's, what can you say? regardless, it's a fast-changing world. The powers that be, they want to kill us. If you don't look at the obituary page of your local newspaper, I would encourage you to do two things. Look at it this week, and look at it a year ago this week. And you'll see a dramatic change in almost all communities. Beginning around July of last year, that's when the dramatic increase in people dying all over the United States started taking place. About six, seven months after the introduction of the COVID-19 clot shot vaccination. So they're in the process of killing us, and they're having great success, aren't they, Kirk?
They are, and you know, it's predicated, you know, Mark was right. I mean, the disinformation campaign has always been, but really now is in full swing. And of course, the internet is a double-edged sword. It's great for doing research, as you pointed out, and other possible entertainment. The downside is that we can easily be tracked, monitored, classified, which is, I think, the real game of what they're trying to do now. And like you said, John, because, you know, the culling is gonna step up. And, you know, why do they want to cull us? Well, they want to be able to convert the world, you know, in the image of their God, which is not my God, and perhaps not your God. And when you begin to see that, and you see the story unfold, all the pieces, you know, snap neatly into place. And that's why they're pushing, you know, this whole gender thing and trying to move people toward the, you know, I'm not a boy, I'm not a girl, I'm this androgynous thing. And, you know, it's because that's the full-blown representation of their God, you know, which of course is our enemy. And it's going to take a lot of prayer and a lot of, you know, self-thought and self-direction to move through this. But I believe that we can do it, you know, all working together, you know, with Christ's blessing. I believe it's possible. But it's going to be a very, very interesting ride, you know, in the meantime.
It is. Well, we eventually win in the end. In the meantime, there'll be a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth between where we are and the end where we win. You and I and all our listeners who have not got the clot shot, we are the pure blood remnants. That's who we are. We are the pure blood remnant. It's unfortunate that people we love and care about have got the clot shot. The odds of them surviving this are almost non-existent. So we shall see as we move forward what takes place. And we need to be flexible and fast on our feet, don't we, Kirk?
Absolutely. And, you know, the good news is that we've all seen a lot of the modern, you know, true science and, you know, that really shows that the whole DNA structure is really, you know, an antenna system. There's a lot going on that we can't see and understand. And, you know, I believe that God and Christ move through those channels. And so I think all things are possible, you know, through belief and faith, even the eradication of impurities in the body. You know, we've seen on and on for all throughout time how resilient, you know, the healthy body can be if we get the right nutrition, if we take in the right water, you know, if we eat the right food and we try to stay away from some of these dangerous toxins. And that's something that we control. You know, the self-accountability, a good friend once said, you know, we're killing ourselves and digging our own graves with our knives and forks. And to a great degree, that's true. And, you know, there's so many great things available out there. You just got to do the research, you know, move toward it and break some old habits and you can make it happen.
Right. Well, it wasn't so long ago that my now teenage grandchildren, their favorite morning meal was Pop-Tarts. I think I think one of the great inventions. Better now. I mean, I've tried eating a Pop-Tart once, and I found it rather disgusting myself.
It's kind of like sawdust, you know?
Yeah, a sawdust with jelly. Two pieces of hard pieces of sawdust with jelly in between.
Not even jelly. It's like a paste, kind of like a flaky paste. Yeah, it's kind of disgusting.
Yeah. It is. I mean, I'm amazed that such a product could even be marketed. People would buy it and consume it.
Yeah, my grandkids, you know, and this is not too, I mean, they're, you know, 17 and 15 now, or 14. And, you know, they were brought up, you know, eating those for breakfast. Incredible.
Amazing. Truly amazing. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, this hour has flown by here. We got a lot of great information out here, some wonderful calls, as always. And all these agendas move forward, don't they, sir?
They really do. Before we close, I just want to remind everybody, we've got a spring sale going on right now. We've got all of our whole house equipment is 10 to 15% off, and we've got a $150 discount on our Alka Purity HD system, which is our most popular at-the-sink drinking water system and has been for over 10 years. And then for those that are interested in the additional UV light protection, we've got the Alka Purity Ultra UV on sale. It's $300 off. So give us a call. Check us out. We appreciate all of you so much.
All right. Well, I hope people will do that. We've got 2 minutes here, Kirk, to give people the most important information you think they need to hear this week, sir.
I think that we have to continue to fortify our positions as much as possible, you know, and really get prepared in all ways. I mean, John pointed out this morning, you know, how valuable it is to have extra ammo on hand. And I agree. I mean, it's something that can very easily be very, very difficult to obtain either in supply or in price, as we've seen. And for those that don't at least have some basic stuff, you know, for home protection, it would be a wise idea to move quickly and get that. Take care of your water needs. Those that have a well water system that are concerned, as many of us are, about a possible utility shutdown, we offer a product called the Simple Pump, which is a great way to ensure that you can always get water out of your well, even without electricity. And on top of that, this Simple Pump is designed to allow you to pump the water into a pressure vessel, which is not the case with most units that are out there, so that you can continue to get that water in your home, even without electricity.
All right. Well said. And I'll be talking to you privately about getting a Simple Pump, probably a couple of Simple Pumps, actually, to take care of my two places. Outstanding, Kirk. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Thanks, John. God bless. Have a great week and weekend.
Okay. All right. Dr. Lynn Horowitz will be with us after the top of the hour break. I like to refer to Dr. Lynn as a man with his brain on fire. Very active guy with multiple websites. We only give out five of them. That's just to get you started. Our conversations with Chris with the satellite phone store have taken a direction I did not expect. His cousin has been in Ukraine doing a volunteer emergency medical work, preparing to go back to Ukraine to do more volunteer emergency medical work. We had a brief report from Joseph, that's his name, Joseph, last week. We hope to be getting regular reports from Joseph while he's preparing to go back to Ukraine. And once he gets there, since he has a satellite telephone, we have every reason to believe that we can get updates on the ground in Ukraine, firsthand on-the-ground reports from somebody we know and somebody we trust as to what in the world's really going on in the Ukraine, as opposed to the propaganda and the lies. So that will be very good to have Chris with us. At the bottom of hour three, we'll have Tom Berryhill. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network,
visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because